our valves, every one of us.
Always at the pleasure of the Sussex County Council.
Okay.
Is there a definition of memorable marriage?
I hope so.
Any of Sussex Counties that have experienced that opportunity.
We'll now go back to our scheduled 10:30 public hearing. Mr. Moore?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Now's time and place for a public hearing on an ordinance to amend Chapter 1 of the Code of Sussex County relating to Sussex County Council meetings that fall on legal holidays. The reason that this ordinance was introduced was that there are certain times that are set forth in the code for meetings, and at times they may fall on legal holidays, to wit, one coming up first Tuesday of 2013 is on a legal holiday. Under the Delaware Code, we are allowed to set our own dates for meetings as long as it's done by the council and it's set on dates specified by ordinance in the respective county. So what we are doing is adding the following language: meetings on legal holidays. In the event any council meetings mandated by the Delaware Code, Sussex County Code, or Sussex County Council Rules of Procedure fall on a legal holiday, the meeting shall take place on the next regularly scheduled Tuesday meeting date or on such other date to be scheduled by the council upon providing proper notice to the public in accordance with Title 29, Chapter 100 of the Delaware Code.
Just gives us flexibility, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Good, okay.
And at this, we'll have the public hearing on this matter, and at this time, any members of the public can come to the podium and speak on this issue. After all members that wish to speak on this have concluded at that point, the council will conclude the public hearing and vote on the matter today. At this time, is there anyone that would like to speak on this issue? Is there anyone who'd like to speak on this matter? Again, anyone like to speak on this matter? Mr. President, I see no one has indicated a desire to speak on this matter, so accordingly, public hearing is closed, and if the council desires, you can act on this at this point.
Yes.
Okay, we'll close the public hearing unless anybody has any concern. We'll close public comment. Mm-hmm. Entertain a motion if you want you to make one.
Yes.
Ordinance, an ordinance to amend Chapter 1 of the Code of Sussex County relating to Sussex County Council meetings that fall on legal holidays.
Make a motion.
He wants to read it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. It's an ordinance, right? Mm-hmm. Or not a resident? Yeah, make a motion. We adopt that ordinance.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you. Bob Jones. A couple of change orders.
Morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Morning.
Morning, sir.
The items on the agenda is basically closing out paperwork. The first one's Taxiway A North, project number 11-10. It was basically a milling fabric installation to reduce stress cracks and then a pavement overlay of Taxiway A at the airport. The contract was awarded for $458,000 and change. When we got done and completed, we basically have saved about $86,000 for a final cost of $371,622.40. The project started on April 16th and was substantially complete on May 18th.
You have a motion, sir?
Yes, sir. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that the balancing change order for Sussex County contract number 11-10 rehabilitate Taxiway A North with David A. Bramble, Inc. be approved, which decreases the contract by the amount of $86,457.60 for a new contract total of $371,622.40. Substantial completion is granted effective May 18th, 2012, and that final payment be made and any withheld retainage be released in accordance with the terms and conditions of the contract documents. Excuse me.
Entertain a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Dever. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Dever?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you. Next one is balance and change or substantial completion for the Taxiway B project, which was contract number 10-02. That was basically to overlay the last of the remaining 1943 concrete that was all cracked up. So basically, we came in and we cracked and seeded the concrete and then put on between 4 and 5 inches of hot mix for the taxiway. The change order basically reduces this one by $79,950 and change to a final contract amount of $452,000 and change. We started the project on July 9th and was substantially complete on August 9th. Any questions?
Motion, sir.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department, that the balancing change order for Sussex County contract number 10-02, Rehabilitate Taxiway B with David A. Bramble, Inc., be approved, which decreases the contract by the amount of $79,955.73 for a new contract total of $452,564.27. Substantial completion is granted effective August 9th, 2012, and that final payment be made and any held retainage be released in accordance with the terms and conditions of the contract documents.
Entertain a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole?
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Dever?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
And you may come back every week if you have these reductions in prices for
yes.
us.
Yes, get a reputation for that.
Yeah.
Can I spend the money on another project?
No, I didn't say that.
Have a good day.
Jewel Gibbons. Some tell me she's not going to save us money.
Mm-mm. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have two items. The first is the bid award for contract 12-26, Woodland Road casing alignment. As part of the broader Nanticoke River dredge project being spearheaded by the Corps of Engineers, the county was tasked with providing two casing pipes across Woodland.
I know Sam can't hear you. It's not
I'm
me,
sorry.
It's Sam. It's me too.
This is a bid award for contract 12-26, Woodland Road casing alignment. As part of the broader Nanticoke River dredge project being spearheaded by the Army Corps of Engineers, the county was tasked with providing two casing pipes across Woodland Road. These pipes would facilitate the installation of pipes by the Corps for dredge material and return water. Bids were opened on November 20th. 6 bids were received, and the apparent low bidder was Zach Excavating, Inc. of Smyrna, Delaware, with a bid amount of $49,500. The bid was reviewed and found to be complete in all respects. Therefore, the engineering department recommends that the bid award be made to Zach Excavating, Inc.
Yeah,
that was two pipes across the road?
Yeah, two 30-inch steel casing pipes. Yes.
I would hope it goes under the road.
Mm-hmm. We typically receive the list of all the bidders and mm-hmm. all the bids. Mm-hmm. Is there a reason that's been?
Yes, because the bids were opened on November 20th, last Tuesday, the deadline for the submission of the council packets, which would have included the bid summary, was not possible. The deadline for the submittal of the packets had already passed when we opened the bid. But I do have.
You can pass them out.
Is there more than one copy here? Or yes, there is. Yep. Pass every one down that way. And I guess, is that enough?
Yeah, I got one.
Okay.
guess my concern is, how is Zach going to be able to do it so much cheaper than everybody else? I mean, he's almost half of what
George and Lynch, less than half.
Basie and George and Lynch, which are reputable contractors.
Yeah, initially that was also a concern for us, and we did our due diligence and spoke with several state agencies that had worked with Zach Excavating Inc. in the past, primarily the Department of Transportation, and they told us that the work that was performed by Zach Excavating was exemplary.
Okay. And it could be also sometimes, like George Lynch could be real busy, and if, you know, and they bid high sometimes, they get it, but there's a lot of variables.
Well, you did contact somebody, you did due diligence, and Mr. Izzo, any comments from you?
They're a known contractor, and they do quality work. Okay. Mm-hmm. We don't have an issue any with this contractor.
And you don't see any deviation from the specs. I mean, they're not going to come back and convince you that you don't need a 30-inch steel casing. You can get away with a 30-inch PVC case, which would be substantially cheaper.
No, because, as I said, the specs were included, of course, with the bid packet, and they bid on the specs.
But that still doesn't eliminate the possibility of our engineering department putting in a change order to provide different specs if they're approved. But you think that this is something that's going to stick?
Yes, because these are the requirements of the Army Corps. That's what we bid to.
Okay. We'll be keeping an eye on it.
We have a motion, please.
Here we go.
Yes, I do.
Woodland Ferry Road. It's not that
big. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that contract 12-26 Woodland Road casing alignment be awarded to Zach Excavating Inc. of Smyrna, Delaware at a bid amount of $49,500.
Entertain a motion.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. Next, ma'am.
Substation 207 Enforcement Design Services, contract 12-23. This relates to engineering design services to be provided by George Miles and Buer in support of improvements to Substation 207. Substation 207 is currently operating above its design capacity, and it is projected that the future capacity of 5,000 EDUs. Hence, the existing pump station and force main will need to be enlarged to accommodate this increased capacity. The design work to be undertaken by GMB includes field survey and geotechnical investigation, site design, electrical work, wet well, and pumps. The fee for this work is $118,428.
You have a motion?
So moved.
A motion.
I'm sorry.
Yes, be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council authorize its president to execute an agreement with George Miles and Buer LLC of Salisbury, Maryland to provide consulting services for contract 12-23 pump station 207 and force main design services. The cost of these services not to exceed $118,428.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Yes. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Grant request, Mrs. Webb.
Okay, there's a few today. The first one, Sussex County Foster Parent Association. And typically,
that's what we had done.
We have all gone in, all the council have gone together with that for $50 each for $250 for the last 5 years.
How about if we do that again? I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
To grant $250 to the Sussex County Foster Parent Association for annual holiday party, being $50 for each councilmatic district. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Delmarva Teen Challenge.
I'm going to give $5,000 for my account. I don't expect the other council members to give that much, but they are requesting $10. I thought I could get us halfway there.
Anyone else?
What do
I mean? I'll give $1,000 from mine.
Do the same.
We have a motion to grant $5,000 from Mr. Phillips, $1,000 from Mr. Wilson, $1,000 from myself to the Delmarva Teen Challenge for program expenses.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
I'm sorry, Mr. Cole, second motion. Mr. Smith, sign the motion. Mm-hmm. Any question on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Counselor Blades?
Someone make a motion to grant $500 from my account.
So moved.
Oh, second. Yeah.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second. Mrs. Deaver to grant $500 from my account to Town of Blades for their kids' Christmas bazaar and party. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Okay.
Yes.
I vote yes. Next.
Ocean View Historical Society.
Did they reference something? I'm trying to remember.
They're working on their capital campaign. And they're just trying to raise money for those two original buildings. They're looking for a request of $5,000.
I'll make a motion that I give $2,500
to
Ocean View Historical Society.
I was wrong, Mr. Cole. They've raised $140,000.
All right. Now
motion, Mr. Cole, second. Mrs. Deaver,
second, yeah.
To grant $2,500 Mr. Cole's account to Ocean View Historical Society for historical preservation projects. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Boy Scout Troop 281, and the young boy is from Ocean View.
Yeah, I'll make a motion. I give $100.
Motion, Mr.
Second.
Cole. Second, Mr. Phillips, to grant $100 from Mr. Cole's account to Boy Scout Troop 281 for Jacob Martin's Eagle Scout Project. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yeah.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Sussex Central Pop Warner. And in the past, we have done Mr. Vincent and Mr. Phillips, $250 each. Or
you mean to say Mr. Wilson wasn't involved in that? How did he escape?
I don't know. He did somehow.
It says organization has been serving the youth of Millsboro, Georgetown, Long Neck communities.
Mm-hmm.
Long Neck. Isn't that Mr. Cole?
I think it is.
All those goes to Mrs. Deaver's, too.
Well,
do we have a motion?
Almost.
No long neck.
I'll give $200, and I'll ask Mr. Cole to give $200. Anyone else?
All right, since you asked nicely.
I did. Please.
Is that a motion?
That's a motion.
I'll make that motion. Also include $100 from my account.
Oh, okay.
Motion is $500 with $100 from Mr. Vincent, $200 from Mr. Cole, and $200 from Mr. Phillips.
I have a motion. Second, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Any question on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Laurel Lions Club.
$250 each.
I'd like to make a motion. We give $250 from Mr. Vincent and $250 from Mr. Phillips.
I have a motion. Mr. Phillips, second. Mr. Cole?
Yes, a second. I thought she said
grant $500 to Laurel Lions Club for maintenance, upkeep of the recreational facility. $500, $250 from Mr. Phillips, $250 from myself. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Wait,
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Poly Branch Extended.
I will give $500 to Poly Branch Civic Association.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Phillips. Second, Mr. Cole, to grant $500 from Mr. Phillips' account for the Poly Branch Extending McCabe's Court Civic Association for the Community Make a Difference Day event. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes.
And the Delaware State University Alumni Association, where this is not their annual grant, but they are doing a souvenir booklet. And since we have supported with scholarships in the past are looking for
make a motion. We give $100 each.
Well, that's primarily your district, then, Mr. Cole.
No,
Del State.
It's alumni. It's everything. The whole county.
Yeah, the whole
county.
Yeah.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole.
I'll second it.
Second, Mrs. Deaver, to grant $500. Is that correct?
Yes.
$100 from each yeah. district. Mm-hmm. Any questions on the motion?
Question is, I heard this
morning Wilson.
Where they got several millions of dollars from the state of Delaware.
I don't have any idea.
University of Delaware Alumni Association.
University of Delaware.
This is Del State.
This is Delaware State.
Part of the money came down to Del State, by the way.
Okay.
That was this morning's news. Millions.
Any
We're
more?
Talking about they want more money.
Any more questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
I think Mr. Wilson has a point. I have to vote no.
Mr. Wilson?
No.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
That's it today.
That it?
Yes.
Introduction to proposed zoning ordinances.
Mr. President, there are none today.
Special business brought before council, Mr. Guy.
While he's coming up, I would like to thank all those on staff that has made these packets so thorough. Having the letters, for instance, that Ms. Webb and Ms. Griffin have put on here is very helpful. The packets of information from each of the departments are very helpful. It's just an excellent resource. And I wanted to ask, is all this made available to the press or an abbreviated amount?
All of it. Public available.
That's excellent. I mean, there's nobody that can suggest that we aren't transparent around here. That's good.
First person, last name Davis. I can't read the first name. I'm sorry. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm sorry that I don't have an attorney with me, but I wanted to let you know that the reason I'm here is because the last time I was here, Mr. Murphy's office was representing me then, and he was supposed to have a subdivision feasibility studies, and he didn't have it. He said he had it back at the office. But when we went back to the office, he didn't have it there. He said he dropped the ball. And so he didn't have the feasibility studies. I had to hire somebody else to do the studies. And this is the studies. And I just wanted to see if I could get an extension on my project. Because with the economy being the way...
Need to go to the back microphone, please.
It's all on tape.
The economy being the way it has been, I haven't been able to get the financing to complete the project.
Okay. Mr. Vincent, it sounds to me that she is discussing an extension of a subdivision approval, and there is a procedure for doing that through the Planning and Zoning Commission through Mr. Lank.
Yeah, I did send a letter to him, and he said he wasn't the one, and he would forward it to the right person. So I didn't know whether you received that request from me or not.
Not to my knowledge. I did not, to my knowledge, but we'll.
We that is something we can follow up, discuss with Mr. Lank, and see what the status is.
We'll turn this over to Mr. Lank, and we'll make sure Mr. Lank will contact you.
I appreciate it so much.
One question I had, didn't we extend it? Everything, didn't we?
Yeah.
Didn't we extend?
Yeah, but that.
Yeah. I just don't know the specifics of this.
Helpful. Yeah, it may have been caught
up in that. But to 2013,
right.
January 1.
But so we'll make sure that gets to Mr. Lank today. Is he here today?
Yes, he is.
Today, and he'll contact you.
Okay.
Okay.
I appreciate that, because I'm sure he has my phone number and everything.
Is this an extra copy, ma'am?
Okay.
Is that a copy we can keep and give Mr. Lank? Okay.
It's a copy of the feasibility studies and all of that.
Okay.
This is your contact information, address, and number.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
See you.
I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Dan Kramer.
They're budget now. My name is Dan Kramer. I'm going to ask the same question that I asked at the Denrec hearing. I was there at that hearing, and I will tell you, it doesn't just affect that 1,000. It affects statewide. If you sell a property, they have to inspect the tank, and if it doesn't fly, they're going to stop the sale till it's done. And that's fact. And I'm going to ask you all, how many of you are here on a septic tank? You want a septic tank?
I used to be.
You want a septic tank?
I shall not discuss it.
Well, if you are, it doesn't matter, because I got news for you. If you are, why are you not dead? I asked the same question at Denrec, and you should have heard the crowd laughing, because they loved it to no end. If these septic tanks are as bad as they're made out to be, why aren't you all dead? Every one of us. Holy Toledo. like Sam says, if it spills out at the top, I guarantee you, I'd give you odds, if every septic tank today dumped out on top of the ground wouldn't do as much damage as all the central sewage treatment plants do in the state, because they pump tons of nitrates out there. And yet, I just done some research, and I forget the website, but it has to do with how you can run water through sand to purify it. Well, what does a septic tank do? It goes, if your well is 100 feet from here, why aren't you dead? Theoretically, the water should go down, and guess what? It ends up to that well. How much of your own urine have you been drinking for years?
Good Lord.
Well, I asked the same question up there, so why not ask that question here? Because it's fact. It's purified before it ever gets there. And by the way, failed systems? I ought to know what a failed system is, because dadgummit, I lived on one where the landlord wouldn't fix it. And every night when we took a shower, we had to hold the water in the tub, because if it let out, it laid out on the ground and it stunk so bad you couldn't sleep. But he wouldn't fix it. Eventually we moved. And of course the place isn't, nobody's at that place today. So I know what I'm talking about, failed systems. So when I hear these engineers saying, oh, it's a failed system. Well, guess what? You can have a brand new system. And I guarantee you, you go flush it, and it can be classified as a failed system because what you put in there didn't go out and it stopped it up and you had to use a plunger. That is classified as a failed system, and it can be brand new.
Thank you. You all have a good day.
William Carroll?
Hard act to follow, Mr. Carroll.
Well, I actually noticed that you had this ordinance to amend Chapter 52 this morning, so I figured I'd run up here and voice my opposition to it. But you're going to have public hearings, so I'll come back for a public hearing. And
which one that the topic to? Is?
That's the has nothing to do with septic system.
No.
It's the architect and engineer.
Correct.
Permit.
You did hear that it was bringing us just into compliance with state law, which supersedes county ordinance anyway. So that's where the conflict is.
Well, we're going to have a public hearing scheduled, advertised. And please come back and
I'll come back and
feel free to call me personally. I'll discuss it with you.
Okay. Contained the septic system. It's going to take more than 5,000 feet to put it in. So he wants to be in there too, I suppose. You never know.
Yeah.
What's
he
talking about? He said it's not about septic.
He's back on the septics.
Sam, you're still on septic.
He's talking about the engineer, about septic.
I'm sorry, making late here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he's being funny.
Thank you, sir.
We're sorry. Okay. Thank you very much.
We'll entertain a motion to go into executive session for personnel, pending potential litigation, and land acquisition. Motion, Mr. Phillips. Second. Mr. Cole. Any question on the motion?
Let's go.
We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Phillips. Wilson.
Yes.
IBS motion carried. We're now in executive session, and we will be utilizing.